So give me a moment here.
So do y'all deal with doing Google profile advertising and with I know that when it comes to, Google ads, that it's basically like a pay-to-play type deal to where you've got to pay X amount of money to push your company to where it's going to be listed at the top when certain things are looked up.
That is correct.
So y'all deal with that.
Thank you, Ralph. Hi, Trey. How you doing today? So I didn't mean to barge right in there. I'm sorry. It sounded like you're right in the middle of a question. Hey, but my name is David. I'm the director here for the state of Tennessee, and it's definitely nice to meet you. So I did catch a little bit of that question, and I just wanted to jump in there so I could help you out with answering that. And absolutely. I mean, that's what we do here, right? So the reason we're on the phone with you today, Trey, is because you are eligible to become a programmed company into the Google network. So that way, whenever anybody's searching with Alexa, Siri, they type it in to Google or Bing, your company's going to show up on that first page in the local map section, ready to catch those customers when they're looking to buy. Is that kind of what you were asking?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been trying to look to have done.
Gotcha. Now, it's a great thing that we got you on the line then, right? Because that's absolutely what we do, and we've been partnered with Google doing that on their filling those listings for them since 2004, right? So these are definitely some
Yeah.
services we're going to be able to help you out with. Now, just to make sure.
So let
Go
me
ahead.
just ask you, do y'all deal with like, do y'all specialize in dealing with like geo farming for neighborhoods, sending out, I had like set zip codes that I wanted to be
Absolutely. I know
pushed
exactly where
in.
you're going with
Yeah.
that. That's what we do. So
Yeah.
we use geofencing. Okay. So with the geofencing, we'll set up the geographical fences on the digital map, and we are data service providers for Google and Meta. So whenever anybody's accessing those services and typing in your keywords and phrases, we're definitely serving you up right to those customers, not just on Google and Bing and Apple, but also in Meta, right? So whenever somebody goes in and says, "Hey, I have this humongous tree. I need it trimmed or taken out. Friends, any suggestions?" Go ahead and tag who you know. Google's automatically picking up that post, and what they're going to see is your flyer that's going to show up organically on their timeline as they scroll. They don't even have to search you because they're already hit your keywords and phrases, and they're in your service area. So what you're doing, you're locking in a service area with Google, right? Now, this service area is going to give you up to 50 miles on the local map section. And with a service I'm going to get into you about right now, which is one that you pre-qualify for, and the main reason you're on the line with us, it's called Google Guarantee. That's a pay-per-qualified lead program. The only one of its kind and the newest, right? And the most successful because you are partnering with Google exclusively. Okay. Now, just to make sure I get the right listing populated so I can get you the proper pricing and get into the specifics. I do have you listed as in Estill Springs in Tennessee. Is that correct?
Estill Springs.
Estill
Yes.
Springs.
So the company's business address is out of Estill Springs, but we service the Williamson County and the Davidson County area. So we're in the greater Nashville and metro Nashville area.
Williamson and Davidson. Okay. So we're in Williamson
So
and
I've
Davidson
got like
now.
a step. I mean, just use that as kind of like a vague references to the area for right a second, but I've got specific areas that
That you'd like to be listed
we target specifically.
in. Okay. No worries. So yeah, that's definitely what we do. So with the Google Guarantee, now with the local maps, you'll have a 50 radius, right? And we can specifically target certain areas in there. Now with Google Guarantee, you can literally target anywhere you want, any city, zip code, even down to the neighborhood, we can geofence for you. We can not only geofence positively for your company, but we can also turn off a certain advertising in certain areas, right? So I know around the greater Nashville area, there's not too many really bad neighborhoods, but keep in mind, I also service business like in Atlanta. They don't want to be sent to like College Park after 6 p.m. You know what I mean? So they're like, please don't, set me up in that or things like that. So if y'all do have any preferences for or against, feel free. I'll notate all that information so we have it online. Now, the reason why I asked about the home base for the business is because, remember, we talked about like that radius. So wherever the business is listed at is where Google's going to verify your business as home base. Okay. So what would be the zip code for the business's location itself?
37330.
Okay. 37330. Let's see what we got. Okay, fantastic. So in 37330, this is what we have. Now, with the Google Guarantee, you are looking at a $40 per lead fee for tree services. Now, with your tree services, I mean, are you guys doing all the services, tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding?
Can I have your full list of services that you have under the tree services category?
Absolutely. Give me 1 second. Let's see what we got here. Tree services. Okay, here's our full list. We have tree cabling and bracing. We have tree planting, tree removal, tree transplanting, tree trimming and pruning, and stump removal.
Okay. So we offer services for everything except for tree transplanting and stump removal. We try to stay away from doing that, but we also specialize in doing plant health care as well. And so we deal with identification of diseases and pests for your plants, trees, and then we create treatment programs to mitigate any of those diseases or pests that would be posing a problem in primarily residential neighborhoods.
In primary residential neighborhoods, okay.
But I mean, we're open to, you know, for businesses as well, but yeah, businesses and residential.
For sure.
Okay. So you're still open to commercial and residential.
Preferably.
You're focusing on the residential, but commercial, you definitely
would prefer to get, you know, we'd prefer to get into the commercial work. But right this second, I mean, we're open to anything and everything.
Yeah. You would need the leads, right? I mean, obviously, to get into commercial work, you need the leads for commercial.
Yeah.
And I mean, really what you need is the door open. Cause I can tell you guys got it together, you know, basically where you're targeting things like that. You just need some doors to open when it comes down to some of the commercial services. So these are things that we can do for you, right? Now, let me see. I'm pulling up. Now, there is no licensing requirements in the area that Google's going to ask for. However, they are asking for a certificate of insurance of at least $300K in general liability. Do you guys currently carry any insurance?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. We're insured and we're bonded.
Great, great. So then we are partnering with the right company here. Now, I do have another question, and this is the reason why. Google's going to do an application for the Google Guarantee, okay? Now, there's going to be some qualifications. The first one is going to be they're going to do a background check with at least no felonies in the past 7 years. Would that be a problem?
Yes. No.
Okay, no problem there. Now, they will also ask for either a valid driver's license, U.S. passport, or a valid state ID.
That's fine.
Okay. They're either going to ask for a social or your employer identification number. You can use either or.
Okay.
As well as the insurance here, because right now there is no licensing requirements in there. So as long as we can provide all of those, there's no reason why you guys wouldn't be able to be eligible for this program. Now, let's get back into that cost per lead, okay? Now, the reason why I want to get into the cost per lead, because it is at $40 per lead. Now, the way that it works is Google's going to ask for a monthly minimum budget. That minimum budget is going to cover you for up to 13 leads. Now, you can raise this budget as much as you like, but the minimum they're going to ask for in this situation is going to be $522. So the reason why is because that's 40 leads with a max of 13 leads. So at 40 times 13, you'd look at the grand total of 522. Now, the beauty of that budget is it's a protected amount that is used only for your leads. Okay, so it's not a monthly reoccurring rate. The way that that's going to work is you're going to set your budget and that those funds are going to be placed inside the Google Business Profile. When you receive a qualified lead from the Google Guaranteed Network, what's going to happen is they're going to deduct $40 from the 522 that you've already set as a budget for your business. Okay? So say you use 3 leads in the first month. That's $120 that was deducted from your budget. Now, once you get to 7 leads, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and ask you, okay, can you go ahead and put those in? Now, if say you do just 3 at the 40, it's 120. The next month you come, you say, I'm just going to put back in the 120. You put it in, you're back at 522, right? You're 13 leads per month. You resume the program. You can resume and pause as you see fit. So that way you can fill out your schedule or fill in any gaps, right? So that way you're always able to be found when you're running those Google Guarantee ads at the top of the page. Now, in your area, what I did, because I wanted to check on some return on investment, I was able to see that there was a total of 1,432 searches within 10 miles of your radius for tree services in the past 30 days on average, right? So let's see. It's even going to show me some of the companies that benefited. What my main job here is for you guys is to make sure I'm creating a return on investment, right? We have different programs and a suite of services, but for tree services right now, the Google Guarantee is the best program on the market. Just because, like I said, if you're receiving a lead that is not qualified, it never even hits your budget, right? It is pre-screened by Google, so it makes these leads a lot higher on conversion. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's see here. Let me just run through that zip code. And we have 37330. Okay. 37330.
But that wouldn't be the, see, now that's the thing is that that's down in Estill Springs where the business address is
90 miles.
Is 4, and that's 90 miles from where we really target. So the best address to use or the best zip code to look up.
Mm-hmm.
Would be 37215.
37215. Okay. Gotcha. So in 37215, we're going to have a little bit of competition here, right? Now, the guys that we're looking at is going to be My Tree Guy. He's currently sitting at 206 reviews, 5 stars. It looks like he just had 48 bookings nearby, right?
Okay.
Now, this guy, the reason why I'm bringing him up, because if you do the search in that area, you're going to find him, right? Now, the reason why he's getting so many bookings is because when customers click his profile, they're seeing the Google Guarantee badge. Get it done right, or Google pays you back. Pass background check, has business insurance. So Google's already built a mountain of trust with the customers on behalf of this company. And once they click to call here, they will go through their unique customized tracking number for Google Guarantee, and they're going to hear you're now being routed to a Google verified contractor. At that point, he receives a qualified lead. He'll be deducted from his budget. He's able to go ahead and solidify and then continue to move on, right? And that's pretty much what we do for you. So the initial investment you'd be looking at today, let me just make sure here. I don't see a website yet. Do you guys have one?
I got questions.
Let me see here. You don't have a website yet, do you? I can't find one for you.
No, sir. We do not have a website yet. It's in the works right this second.
Okay. No worries.
So that,
no.
That will be updated at some point in time, but right this second, no. So I need to – I was actually inquiring the other day about how to actually set up a Google profile to where, you know, it's just going to be the bare bones minimum of services that are offered and – contact information.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of this program, Trey, in all honesty, is that everything's included for you, right? So with the Google Guarantee, you're going to have a website that's built. We'll buy the domain. We'll build the website. It'll be up within the first 7 to 14 days of locking in your listing. As well, we're going to promote social media for you. Do you have a Facebook business profile?
No.
Okay. So what we do is you can either set one up for yourself and then we take, you can put us as a manager, like you promote us, so that way we can use the ad spend budget that we're going to set for you, or we can set one up for you, right? And we can just kind of get that done and then we'll grant you access to the page. So either one you prefer, we can get done for you, right? as well as you'll get the directory submissions with the Alexa, the Siri, and your Google business profile. So when they Google your business, they're going to be able to see the website, they'll see the click to call, and then they'll see the Google guarantee. Okay. Now, the way it works is the initial investment, you'd be looking at a $250 application fee. That one's going to be for the Google guarantee. We really went over all the topics to qualify you, so I know that's not going to be a problem there. Now, all your other services, you're going to be looking at a monthly recurring rate of $249. Okay, that's $249. That's going to handle all of your website needs, all of your social media. It's going to handle all of your voice keyword searches, your desktop, and your mobiles. So today, initial investment, you'd be looking at $499, and that gets you set up all the way across the board. You wouldn't need to call another company at all. Now, remember, $250 of that $499 is only a one-time fee. After that, you would just have your $249 reoccurring for $100 worth of Facebook ads, which those go for about 50 cents to a dollar an ad. So we're going to be able to effectively use that all month long to not only build your following, re-engage, and use retargeted ads. So since we're data service providers for Google and Meta, if anybody goes and asks their friends for a suggestion like we talked about earlier, that's what, how we're going to be able to do it, because we put that ad spend on a Facebook business profile, and we're going to be servicing your data to all these customers that are looking for your services. You just show up organically on the timeline. That's the beauty of it, right? So that's pretty much what we'd be looking at today. Now, the one thing that we need to know is hours of operation, right? What are you going to want listed on the Google network from Monday through Friday? What are we doing on weekends? And then we'll go into zip codes, where you guys are wanting to target, things like that.
So, I mean, hours of operations,
since we do emergency tree service, it would be 24/7.
It should be 24/7 because we do emergency tree service as well.
Okay. Emergency tree service, 24 hours. Okay. So we can do emergency tree service for 24 hours, and that's 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are our regular hours operations? So what I'll do is, what we do is, on your business profile, we'll post regular hours operation, and then we will put a note there, 24-hour emergency tree service, Monday through Sunday. So that way, every one of your customers know they can call you at any time for an emergency service.
Yeah, so just regular hours of operations, 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
Okay. So we're going to go 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And what are we doing on the weekends?
That's Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
7 a.m. 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sunday appointment only?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we got appointment only, and then 7 days a week we are doing emergency tree services at 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay. All right, now let's get into our targeted zip codes and areas that we want to make sure that we're listed in. I'm ready when you are, boss. Are you going to go with zip codes or are you going to go with cities?
I've got this.
Hold on just 1 second.
Nolensville, Thompson Station, all of Williamson County. It's all of Williamson County. Then Forestills, 215 to 205, and Brentwood.
Okay. Okay. So I'll start with zip codes. There's two zip codes that I have specifically. First,
okay,
and that's going to be 37215.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
37215.
Okay.
All of Williamson County.
Okay.
Oak Hill.
Okay.
I don't know the zip code for Oak Hill, but
it's okay. Either city name, county, or Brentwood. Okay. Because in Oak Hill, there may be more than one zip code. If you want Oak Hill, we'll make sure we are using all of them. You know what I mean? So when you give us a specific, like a full city, something like that, and it's not just one zip code, we'll use all the zip codes in that area. Like you did all of Williamson County, we make sure we pull all of them. You know what I mean? I got 37215, 37205, all of Williamson County. We have Oak Hill and Brentwood, right? So no problem. Our geofencing team will get all that mapped in for you. All right. Let me see here. Any areas we don't want to be in specifically? Like I said, I know in y'all's area it's not too bad, right? But I do want to just ask just in case. You know what I mean? I don't want to leave anything out.
Yeah, I mean, what are areas that you specifically don't want to be in?
Every other area what we mentioned.
Every other area that we did not mention.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That's, there you go. That'll work.
Where we want to work. But I had a question. I've got to leave. And I ended up.
What is, okay. So what is your question?
So this is how, again, it, senior, what I've got a question for you, and I've got to run to an appointment at 1:30. So I got to leave in a second. Can I ask you a quick question, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Number one is, number one is what, how many keywords do we get to select? Is it 10? It used to be like, do y'all still do that? Like the search words we get to pick, the top search words we want to hit our site, our stuff. Do y'all still do it that way, number one?
Absolutely. So what we'll do is you can, and you can also modify. So what we're going to do right out the gate is if you have anything specifically you want to make sure you show up for, you know, you guys give me that information. I'll make sure I put it in so that you're able to be found under those. But what we're going to do for you is put all your services and run them through an AI analytics system for Google, with Google, right? And then Google's going to come back with all the top keywords and phrases that are currently being used in your area that are generating return on investment for their business owners, right? So we'll activate you for those, and then you're going to be able to see every keyword and phrase that you listed for, as well as where your searches are coming from. You're going to see all this on your Google Business Dashboard that you can have access to. So not only are we telling you, we're going to show you. You're going to have access to your website. If you were into coding, you're going to be able to do it on the back end. If not, we're going to do it all for you anyway. But it's also going to give you CRM, answering services. I mean, literally, this one package is going to take care of all your needs.
Got you.
And yes. In short, it definitely is going to go with keywords and phrases. You can customize them and change them out at any time you feel fit.
That's great. I just wrote down four words for Trey. I've got to run. I just wrote down four.
Well, we're going to list you for 101.
Be on there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, FYI, yeah, we're going to list you for 101 keywords. So those four, they'll be included, partner, I promise.
Thank you very much. But I want these at the top of the list. These are the most important.
Oh, no, that's what we're doing with the Google Guarantee. Yeah, not only are you going to be at the top of the list, you're going to be at the very top of the page.
There we go. Well, let's move forward. I'm going to make sure Trey has the $500 to get this, and I've got to run my appointment. Thank you for your help, sir.
Absolutely.
You've got that address. Sorry, let me get him out the door really quick and make sure that he's got everything for this.
No worries.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay. Let me just, I'm finishing on the profile real quick. 37.
Hey, so look, I've got a guy that he's building me my website, so I don't need y'all to build a website for me.
In all honesty, the website's optional. It's included in the plan, right?
Yeah.
So it's at no extra cost.
I just want the option. I just want the option of when the website's completed that I can throw that in there. I'll just contact
absolutely.
Y'all back when.
So
when
yeah,
finished.
So yeah, so absolutely, that's not a problem, right? So do you know more or less how long he'll be until that website's done?
I mean, we just started the process of it last night, and I mean,
okay. So it may take him about a
week. I would hope that it's going to be by the end of next week. I don't know. This guy He's my buddy, and so he does it for fun when he's not working, and so.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so then we definitely don't want to step on his toes, but I will let you know that, like I said, it's included, right? So if for any reason you don't go with his website, let us know, and we'll just get it put together and linked into the profile, right? So no big deal.
Okay.
It'll already be, because like I said, it's part of the package, right? So no big deal there. But as far as that website goes, absolutely. Once you have it up and running, you provide us with it, and we will go ahead and link it into the Google Business Profile and get all that taken care of for you. Now,
okay.
Your dad was telling me that he had some specific keywords that he wanted to make sure that he's listed for. He said there's four of them. Did he by any chance leave those to you? Okay, great.
Yeah, he did. Would you like those?
Yes, please.
So, emerald, ash, borer, that's three words.
Okay.
Aphids.
Okay, spell that one for me.
A-P-H-I-D-S.
Okay.
Ash trees.
Okay.
Plant health care. Health care being one word.
Okay. Okay, so I have keywords. I have emerald, ash, borer, aphids, ash trees, and plant healthcare. Healthcare, one word.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, got that down. So he's going to be listed for a lot more keywords than those, but I'll make sure that these are listed in there. I mean, you guys are going to get about like 101 keywords and phrases. What I was telling him is you're also going to have access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. So I want to touch base with you on that way, so that way you know how that works, okay? So with that dashboard, you're going to have access to see every keyword and phrase you're listed for. It's going to give you a CRM. So at the end of every week, it'll say you had 9 new leads, 11 new leads. It'll show you all the phone numbers. You can even play back and listen to those calls through your dashboard, okay? You also have we're not doing the website right now, but if you decide the website, you will have access to be able to edit it, you know, go in and do any coding through there if that's what you like to do, things like that, okay? We're also going to show you your rankings right through that, so you guys don't have to do searches to find your rank. You'll be able to see it right on the forefront of your app. You're currently ranked number 3 on this keyword in this area, number 1 in this area, so on and so forth, okay? So it gives you that back-end view for all the services we're completing for you guys.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like I got all the particulars down for the Google Business Profile ready to go. Now, what we'll move into next is going to be what's called your voice verification. Okay. Now, with the voice verification, what this does is it's an added protection for you guys, your business, because it's going to outline the service agreement, which means basically it's going to go over the pricing, the details, you know, due dates, amounts, things like that. Now, if you have any questions while I'm going over it, you just say, hey, Dave, can you slow down and rephrase that for me? I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we even get, like, any payment info. So that way you feel comfortable to ask the questions and get them answered before we move forward. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
So the one question that I've got right this second is for these leads, do y'all...
It's 5 minutes, 26 minutes.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. No worries. I heard you talking. No worries.
Hold on. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back.
I'm still here, Trey.
Sorry about that.
Nah, no worries, brother. I know you guys are busy out there. Okay, so you just let me know when you're ready, and then I'll go ahead and continue.
Okay, I have one question I was going to ask you before we even started. So when it comes to the leads, mm-hmm. do we get charged for every single lead that would come through from y'all, or do we get to pick and choose whether we want to take the lead or not?
Great question, right? So you are not charged just because the call comes in, right? Now, it would have to be a qualified lead. Now, what would make it a qualified lead would be basically if they're calling you and it's inside of your service area and you guys are going to go ahead and go out and either provide the service or you're going out to provide them an estimate and something was scheduled on that call, right? With that being said, that would be a qualified lead. Now, if they're calling and they're not in the service area you're doing, if they're calling with just general questions, or if they call you about something and a service that you don't provide, those are leads you don't have to pay for. Your individual account manager that is assigned to your business account will be obviously looking over those leads. And if for any reason one of those needs to be challenged, they do that for you. Most of the time you don't even realize it because it's already been done before you even go in and check on it. All right.
I just don't want somebody calling me saying, hey, I've got one little shrub in my yard that I need to have trimmed and I get charged $40.
$40 for that. Yeah, no, I mean, basically, with a call like that, you tell them, hey, you know what? We really appreciate the call. Unfortunately, we don't provide that service. And then, okay. Well, thank you. You know what I mean? And then at that point, that's not a qualified lead. You guys do not provide that service. It was split. You do not have to pay for that lead. Or it won't be deducted from your budget, in other words. Okay. All righty. So that's a good question. I'm glad we were able to clear that up. Now, like I said, for any reason at all, if you have any other questions, anything you can think of, shoot it out. I want to go ahead and make sure that I cover everything for you, okay?
Okay. Can you pause one more second because I'm going to go get some water?
Yeah, I got my glass right here, partner. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I have to, man, with the talking. I got you. Do your thing, man. No worries.
God damn. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Trey.
Where are you located at?
I'm in Texas, partner.
Hell yeah. What part of Texas?
San Antonio, right in the heart.
Oh, dude. I bet it's hotter than a son of a bitch out there right now.
Dude, it is, partner. It is. You are not even lying. It is literally 98 degrees outside right now. And it's football.
Hey, what them Spurs going to do this year, though? What them Spurs going to do?
Hey, man, we're going to do it. We got to get it done. It's been a while, but I feel good, man. We got a good young roster that's pretty talented.
I know.
So
we should be
solid for the next few years to come.
Y'all got old Wimby.
Yeah, Wimby.
I like watching that dude.
Have you ever been to Texas? Have you ever been to Texas?
No, I haven't. And I'm trying to come to Texas to go turkey hunt. I'm a big turkey hunter. Texas is on my list to come to. We might be going out there this year to go turkey hunt. I don't know yet.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Neil guy's great down here, I'll tell you what, for hunting. But the reason why I ask, because we have a grocery store here in Texas, it's called ATB, right? And whenever you're on the northeast side of San Antonio, you can catch Wemby in there, and it's crazy because when he's in there, you'll see his head from, like, you can be in one aisle, and you'll see his head over the aisle of all the groceries. Walking by. Yeah, dude, one time, I've seen him there on two occasions now. And he lives way up in the hills, kind of by where Tim Duncan lives too, right? But I'm walking by, and all my son goes, "Dad, look!" And I look, and he's like, "Is that someone's hair from the other aisle?" And I'm like, "Yeah, son, he's a professional basketball player. That's gonna be my son. He's 4. He's just about to be 5, right? My youngest. So.
Yeah.
I tell him, yeah, it's crazy. We walked over, you know, we shook his hand. And, I mean, the dude, he could palm my whole freaking head if you were like my skull." Like, yeah. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool, man, because San Antonio, you know, having professional teams and all, it's not really as big as people would think. You know what I mean? It's highly densely populated, but as far as, you know, the size, I mean, you run into a lot of these guys. Like, Eva Longoria, when she was dating Tony Parker, I'd run into them consistently, dude, at the HEB. Like, HEB is, like, our thing here.
Nice.
Yeah, so, cool story, man. I didn't know you were Spurs fan, but.
I just love sports. I love
oh, there you
sports.
Go.
I like the Spurs. I like the Spurs too. I like their organization. I always like Pop and
Pop's a great coach.
Just a classy
teamwork.
Dude, San Antonio is just a really classy organization. So
there you go. That's what it is. I feel the same way. They're not about the razzle dazzle. We need big superstars. It's about, hey, let's get teamwork. Let's play the game of basketball, right? They're really playing the game at a high level, and that's why I appreciate their style as well.
Yeah. All right,
cool.
I think I'm finally ready. You can go over all of this stuff now.
Okay. And it won't take too long. Honestly, this voice verification it lasts about, you know, 60 seconds, depending on your questions. Really, there's no contracts or cancellation fees associated with our program, so. Nothing too specific other than payment details, but I'll go ahead and get started here for you, Trey. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance outline the service agreement with Local Spas. It's an added form of protection for you, Trey. Please state the name of your business.
HT Tree.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Harold Tuck, General Manager.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, now please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. What I'm going to do is I'll text it out to you as soon as we're done, so that way you already have it on your phone, okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company, okay? So you're going to have three options here. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
All right, we'll get mother's maiden name.
Okay. Go ahead.
Leonard.
Okay. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, okay? Now, this may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for your Google Business Profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Now, failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame, it may result in delays or maybe even a suspension of the account. So we want to make sure that we get this done for you, right? So do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on August 13th, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 13th day in the amount of $249. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So pretty, you know, pretty downright to the point. You know, that's pretty much the end of it. So now what we got to do here is go and start updating our billing info. Now, for the billing on the account, what is going to be the name for the card that's on file?
Harold Tuck.
Okay. Tuck is a last name?
Yes.
Okay. T-U-C-K. All right. And the address?
Is that for the card that's going to be on file?
Yeah, the billing address.
Two, two, four, zero, Gray, G-R-E-Y, Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, Drive, Franklin, Tennessee. Let me find my zip code, hold on.
Yeah. Righty. So I have 2240 Gray Cliff Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, 37064.
Yes.
All righty. And is this a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. And go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
So, bear with me 1 second. I gotta get my card.
Yep, of course.
Okay. 4354-7-0710-1128.
Okay.
12-28.
And your CVV?
470. And I need to change the billing address on that card. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. All right. What are we updating to?
14.
I'm sorry. You broke up right at the beginning of the number. What was that?
314.
Oh, okay. 314. Okay.
Shady. S-H-A-D-Y. Brooke. B-R-O-O-K, Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35801.
Okay, so I have 314 Shady Brook Drive in Huntsville, Alabama, 35801.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's for Mr. Harold Tuck. Okay, let me go ahead and update that. All right, now before I process the payment, I'm going to go over your Google Business profile details. We have Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, we are appointment only. We have 7 days a week emergency tree service at 24 hours. We are going to service 37215, 37205, all of Williamson County, Oak Hill, and Brentwood. Every other area we would like turned off. Keywords that are specific, we have emerald, ash, boar, aphids, ash trees, and plant healthcare. One word, right?
Yes. So on boar, it's B-O-R-E-R.
B-O-R-E-R. Okay. Boar, ash boar, emerald ash boar. Okay, I see. All righty. Now give me 1 second. Next thing we'll do is we're going to get you all set up for your onboarding call. Okay, now that one, let me see. I may have some openings either later today or tomorrow. What's going to work better for you?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Morning or afternoon?
How early in the morning?
Well, we're up and at them at 7 a.m., and our onboarding team is in California, so you're about 2 hours. So that's earliest for you would be about 9 a.m.?
Yes, I think that that would work.
Okay, all right, let me see. So, yeah, 9 a.m. would be the earliest for you, yep. All right, so let me get you down there. Now, what's the best email address for you guys?
All right, Trey, T-R-E-Y, dot Tuck, T-U-C-K, dot H-T-3, at gmail.com.
All righty. Okay, so through email, that's where you're going to get your calendar invite. That's going to be coming in to you shortly. So just give me 1 second while I get that sent out. That one will be for 9 a.m. It's going to be maybe about 30-minute call, depending on how many questions you have, but it should be pretty short because I already got most of the information they're going to need. They're just going to reconfirm and gather any more information they may need for the account setup, as well as getting things ready for their Google Business Profile verification, right? So, like gathering your insurance, things like that, right? So we'll get that done. Now, you should have also just received a terms and condition that was sent out to you. If you can open that one up for me.
Okay, I'm signing. So it's asking me to sign in to my account. Do y'all have a username and password set up for me?
Give me 1 second. I'll get all that pulled up for you. Let me see. I'm just sending out your calendar invite real quick so that way we get you on the calendar already. Okay. So the calendar invite just went out. Now let me get find that password for you. Okay. Oh, look, you got your TNC signed already. Now the dashboard. Yeah. That one, okay, yeah. So now with the dashboard, the logins are going to be provided to you. That one should be live. As soon as the onboarding call is done, you're going to start getting emails that show your Yelp is now live, your Bing is now live, you know, all those directory submissions. So when those go live, you're going to start having information transmittable. So right now, there's nothing to log into the dashboard because we haven't linked in the keywords and phrases yet. So right after the onboarding call, you're going to start seeing all that stuff populate, and you're going to be able to log in and get all that information for you, right? Now, what I can do right now is I'm going to send you over a quick tutorial video of – are you on a cell phone right now? I can send you a text message?
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out.
Yes.
This one is going to take you right over to our YouTube channel, and it's going to give you a tutorial of the dashboard. Now, the dashboard is going to be changing next week. They're giving us some access to some brand new features on a brand new layout. So as you get accustomed to this one, no worries when the new one comes out, because you're even going to have a button to click if you like this traditional one better, right? But just an FYI. So when it changes on you next week, you're like, holy smoke, why did it look, you know what I mean? No big deal. That's a brand new update that's coming out. But as it rolls out and things like that, you'll still have the view of the traditional on this video that we're showing you, right? So that way you know how to access and get through all your information there. So that one, it's only about a 4-minute video, but it'll give you all the information you need. So right now, I want to be the first one to welcome you guys on Local Splash. You know, I'm super excited. Your Google Guarantee application should have went out to you as well. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to get started working on that. If not, we can also help you walk through that to help you get the submission. Well, to help you get it filled out if you have any questions, right? So we'll definitely help you out there. And then I'll be on the phone with you tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, Trey. Now, you have any questions for me right now?
No. I guess, can I go through there and update the keywords?
Absolutely. You're going to be able to change in. Yeah. So on the dashboard, you're even going to see that right on that video where you can go in and you can change out the keywords on your own. You're going to be able to see all of them you listed for, you know, basically fine tune it, right? You're going to find the keywords that work best for us, put them up front. Anything that's not working, we take them out, change them out until we just hit that sweet spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, real quick, just so you have it on file. Go ahead.
You said initially that I get 13 leads.
Yep. You're going to be covered for 13 leads. Now, remember, you're going to have that. The Google Guarantee application is going to go out. So the first thing that's going to happen is your Google My Business profile is going to go live. That's going to be first and foremost where people are going to be Googling your business, all that. We're going to have that small waiting period for this Google Guarantee application. They'll do the background check through Everett or Pinkerton. So you'll receive that email that, hey, your background check is now being processed through Everett or Pinkerton, things like that, right? So once that one comes back, that's when we'll be able to activate that budget and get you guys going for your 13 leads. Now, as far as your Google My Business, search keyword terms and phrases, local maps, all that's already been rolled out for you. We just have that little waiting period for the guaranteed portion of it, which is that pay per lead, right?
Okay. And then, so I'll be able to tell y'all when to turn this thing on, though, correct?
That's right. So the way it works is...
It's not going on right now, is it?
No, it's not. So the way it's going to work is once your application is accepted, Google Guarantee comes back to say, okay, they're accepted, they're ready to go. We'll send you out an email, a text message, and we'll call you. We won't activate anything until we get you on the phone and we let you know, hey, Trey, you've been accepted. You guys are ready to go. Are you ready to activate your budget? You say, yeah, let's activate the budget and start sending us leads. Perfect. We'll get that done when you're ready. Biggest thing is now the ball's going to be in your part to get started when you're ready for it, right? You'll have that acceptance.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Now I'm sending you that 877 number that we talked about that I told you I texted you, as well as my name and my extension directly to my desk. You have any questions, you have any concerns, give me a call. I'll help you out. I'm the director. I'll make sure you're taken care of. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
All right. So, hey, boy, it's been a pleasure, man. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. And I'll be back on the line with you tomorrow morning to introduce you to your onboarding agent.
Okay. Now I'll tell you right now, if I don't answer, just text me. And I'll call.
Give us a call right back. And what we can also do is if for some reason, if you're not available at that time in the morning, we can always reschedule. But at least we have a good time that we can try to get this done tomorrow morning to start off with.
Yeah. And I'll have Hal, my dad, he'll be sitting in on that too. So, and he's going to have a bunch of questions. You'll have to just bear with him, but.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'd prefer it. So that way I make sure we get everything answered for. You know what I mean?
All right. Perfect. Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I'll be on the phone with you tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay. I just have one more question, Trey, just because I was looking over the account real quick. Are we listing your father as the main lead on the account, or are we going to list you, Harold, as the main lead, and then your father as the authorized user? I mean, either way, both of you guys can have main access. I just want to make sure that I have it set up the way you guys prefer.
I can't answer that right this second because he's not with me. I kind of I kind of want to just be the person that's in charge of it because he just doesn't understand how to do this stuff.
So, what I'm going to do is, and either way, like I said, it'll never even be brought up again because both you guys are going to have access. But I'm going to put Harold Tuck right here as the main name on the account, and then underneath the authorized user, which has complete access to the account, will list your father's name. So whenever he calls in with any questions or like that, they'll never even question it. Okay. Now, is your father also a Harold?
We've got the same name, so.
Oh, perfect. That's even better. Okay. All righty. So then I got y'all both down there. Does he have a different phone number, or is this a best number for both you guys? 256-585.
Yeah, he's got a different. His phone number is 615-295-6870.
Okay. Righty. Okay. Got them all taken care of. Now, if there's anything else you guys need in the meantime, give me a call. If not, you'll be hearing from me tomorrow morning.
All right, perfect. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, too. Have a good one, partner.
All right. You too. See ya.
All right. All right.